My name is Walt Donetto. I'm vice president of the Berlin Coos County Historical Society in Berlin, New Hampshire. The Nansen Ski Jump is up on top of a hill here, which is about a half mile north of the Berlin-Milan town line. The jump is a steel structure. It's 171 feet high. It's got a wooden runway, and jumpers would go off of that jump and jump as far as 272 feet. And at the base of the jump on the left, there's a structure that we can see that's still there. That's where the judges for the technical aspect of the jump were. And the jumpers would come down that land on the hill and ski out down here in the bottom. There'd be as many as 15 to 25,000 people that would watch this event. A big deal. It was a great thing economically for Berlin. It was all part of the local winter carnival, which had hockey games and snowshoe races, and it brought in people from everywhere. There were Olympic trials here four different times. The first one was held in 1938. It's not in use anymore because, the last jump was held in 1985, and the skill of the jumpers was far too much for this hill, and they were just out jumping the hill. Alf Halvorsen was president of the Nansen Ski Club, and he started the winter carnivals in the early 1920s. And after the first jumping event in the 1939-1940 program, he described very explicitly about having a committee that he had put together, and they had plans to have the 1944 Olympics held in northern New Hampshire, with the skating, speed skating being held on Winnipesaukee, downhill skiing on Cannon Mountain, hockey and figure skating in Conway, and cross-country and ski jumping in Berlin, New Hampshire. The state of New Hampshire owns the ski jump. It's obviously in a very bad state of disrepair. The steel structure of the jump is in good shape, but the runway is all rotted out. It's made out of wood. And from what I understand, the last plans the state had was to kind of clear out the brush here to make the jump more visible to people going by. I remember being here in 1972 for the national championships. They were celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Nansen Ski Club, which is the oldest existing ski club in the United States today. And NBC Wide World of Sports were recording it, and I watched it on TV 2 weeks later. That was pretty interesting. I never skied in my life, but I think you have to be a little crazy to jump off of that thing. But I've been watching some of the Olympics, and I'm enjoying it very much. Looking forward to the men's hockey team playing, but the women are doing great right now. History is a funny thing. Lots of times, people are interested in history more so, especially if they are part of that history. But for me, history became more interesting as I became older. And as I looked at back on things that happened, I often wondered myself, how come I didn't take more interest in it then? So now I'm more interested in it now, and I like to have other people experience that.